climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Joining me in studio right now is Tyler Perkins. He's the executive director of the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission. Tyler, it's good to have you in studio.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So, Tyler, the Supreme Court ruling that a lot of people are talking about with regard to homeless encampments, if I'm understanding it correctly, it gives the power back to the cities so they can determine what they're going to do. Prior to that, their hands were kind of tied, right?
Correct. This gives authority back to the cities to decide, for the cities to decide with their partnering agencies whether an encampment makes sense or whether to clean it up.
So basically, each city is going to be interpreting this a little bit differently. So it's kind of difficult to have a debate because it's going to vary from state to state, city to city.
Yeah, absolutely. And in no way, shape, or form does this mean that all encampments are going to be cleaned out across the country. It's not mandating that. It's just giving the cities the authority to do so if they think that's in their best interest.
And I think there's been a little bit of confusion about that. A lot of people thinking that that ruling means that that is the end of any encampments, but it's really about empowerment.
Yeah, it's about giving cities the authority that they used to have anyway. The mission here locally thinks that that is a good thing and a step in the right direction.
And we have a really supportive community here. I think we're fortunate.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the reasons that we're on that side of the opinion is because our city cares about our homeless, and they partner with the mission. And we have a good relationship with the mayor's office, and they're more and more involved in, you know, hey, how do we handle this issue responsibly and help people get back to sustainability? So when you have a city that's passionate about the homeless population and wants to help, this is going to be a really good thing because a couple of points. One is if there's encampments happening in places where they just should not be, then the city has the authority to clean those out, but in the process, making sure that there's somewhere for those people to go. And that is the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission and other partner organizations. So even when a city decides to clean an encampment out, which in Idaho Falls that has not happened and probably won't, because we don't really have encampments like a lot of the larger cities. But what that would look like in our case, in a lot of cases across the country, is partnering with organizations to make sure that the people in the encampment have a place to go with a plan to get better, and then just cleaning that particular part of the city up for the public.
And, you know, one of the things that I'm absolutely impressed with as far as the work that you guys do at the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission is that even when you're full and you can't take people in, you don't just turn them away empty-handed. And we did that sleeping bag drive with you guys, which we plan to do again. A lot of people said that they appreciated having an opportunity to do something different around the holidays, not just the same old thing. But those sleeping bags really become a crucial part of how you take care of people when there's not enough room.
Right, absolutely. We don't like to just say, hey, we can't help you, because there's always a way you can help someone, even if it's an encouragement or conversation. Or to sit down and just listen to them. And in that conversation, you can usually find some way to help. And so we love the sleeping bag drive too. We definitely want to do it and make it bigger and better. I believe that we're just about out again already. So always a need. And, you know, we like to tell people, look, we're not in the business. Our local homeless issue is different than in big cities. It really is. And we don't want to necessarily follow in the footsteps of some of the larger cities and how they deal with homelessness. If you go to the larger cities, it's not necessarily going well in that area. So we're very passionate about inviting all of the interested parties and doing something better in our community, addressing the issue a little bit different. And to do that, you have to provide some of these things for people who are really down and out and in a bad place. But you also, doing it responsibly means you also have to have some accountability there.
Mm-hmm. And you have an opportunity in the work that you do to see people really turn the corner. Do you have a story you could share with us that kind of celebrates just that spirit of, you know, determination?
The only one that pops to mind, it was, I can't remember how long ago, it was maybe a year ago. We had a gal come to our women and children's facility, and she had some kids. And this gal was very entrepreneurial spirited, and she came to us in a real pretty rough situation. But, you know, though a lot of our programs are hard, and there's a lot of accountability that happens, and it's based on what you need, not what you want. And so a lot of times guys and gals will come to us and there's really some resistance there. Even, you know, hey, I don't want to go by your rules. But this gal just, you know, said, I'm in a bad place. I'm just going to be very open to all of the resources that you're putting in front of me. And, she just knocked it out of the park. She was not even with us that long and she did all of the work. And that's a win-win scenario. She actually started her own business while she was with us.
Wow.
And soon after she got an apartment and moved out, she was hiring her first employee. And so that is those kind of stories we love. But for that to work, again, you know, we facilitate the atmosphere for life change. We can't change lives.
Right.
Our programs can't change lives.
It really is about people having that change of heart,
yeah,
and wanting to take advantage of the help and the resources, yep, and the program that is designed to get people moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to move people from destitute to thriving as quickly as we can. And that looks different for every individual. But that's really the business we're in. And we want the community to support us in that and get on the kind of get fired up about it.
Right.
So that we're not just housing people or building big shelters with lots of people in that don't have a plan. You know, we really want to just focus our energy in helping people move to sustainability.
Yeah. And, you know, on this Transformational Tuesday, there's no question that the work that you guys are doing at the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission is helping people transform their lives in really positive ways. And that's a benefit to all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something the community needs, has to have, and we're glad to work in that piece of the puzzle.
Well, Tyler Perkins, Executive Director of the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission, thanks for stopping by KID.
Thank you for having me. Can't wait till next time.
All right. We really are better together, and making room for everyone goes a long way in creating more unity. And there's no doubt in my mind that unity is going to help us get on the right path and start moving toward really positive transformation. Don't forget to text me baseball for a chance to win the Great Grand Slam giveaway. There's more to come on this Transformational Tuesday. We'll be right back.